Welcome to Common Salvation, the Sermons and Other Thoughts of Pastor Philip Hoppe. This sermon was preached on January 13th and 14th, 2024. It was preached at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie, Kansas. And the text for the day was John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. Let's listen in. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. After 20 years of being a pastor, you hope that you've learned a few things about how to do the work you have been called to do. Oh, of course, you remain ever aware of your own limitations and failures, and also ever aware of your need for more wisdom. But you hope you've learned at least something. When a young pastor is called into a situation where there is a crisis, whether that's a crisis that everybody knows about and has seen, or whether it's just a crisis that's going on inside of someone's own mind or heart, there is a tendency for the young pastor to want to try to explain everything away. They want to use every last bit of theological knowledge they have learned to make the situation better. There is a sense in which the young pastor thinks his job is to explain how everything has happened or is happening, explain it in a way that makes sense in the hopes that doing so will bring comfort. But what one grows to understand is that the explanation offered often does not actually provide comfort, because in that moment of crisis, a lot of theological rambling is simply not what is needed. Oh, there will come a time later to teach and to learn about everything that God has revealed about His ways in our life. But in that moment of crisis, there is one thing that is most needed to communicate simply, powerfully, and plainly. In moments of crisis, we must revert to the most basic truths about our life with God. One verse I use in those moments often is my own confirmation verse given to me by my father. It is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And the first words of that verse simply say this: "Fear not, for I am with you." Oh, that verse doesn't explain why a crisis has come or how long it might last. It doesn't try to find a complicated path out of the crisis and towards comfort. It simply reminds the person that right there in that moment of crisis, God is present. And in times of crisis, there is nothing more important to know. Nathanael, along with his fellow disciples, are told in our gospel reading that while Jesus seeing Nathanael under a fig tree when he wasn't even there was miraculous, that they would see, in fact, more amazing things than that. They are told that they would see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And quite frankly, that language is a little bit cryptic, a little bit hard to understand. Most people think that it references that ladder that Jacob in the Old Testament saw as he was running away from his brother Esau. Perhaps you remember that Esau wanted to kill Jacob after Jacob had stolen from him his birthright and blessing. Jacob is sort of a complete mess, but then God gives him a vision to assure him of one thing. He assures him that there in that moment of crisis, he is present. He shows him a ladder from heaven to earth. He shows him angels ascending and descending. He opens up the heavens so that he can see there at the top of that ladder, God is indeed present. And this is what we need to know also in our moments of crisis. Because if we are honest, we must admit that in the moment of crisis, we often assume that God is not present. We might think, in fact, that the crisis proves his absence. We cry out like Martha did when her brother Lazarus died, "Lord, if only you had been here." Yes, he is hidden from our eyes in those moments, even more completely than he is hidden from our eyes in general. It is in those times when we think that we need a revelation from God, and we do. We need someone to come up and open the heavens with God's word to show us that God is indeed present even right there in the midst of our crisis. The road for Nathanael and the other disciples indeed was not going to be easy. There would be many moments of crisis. There would be moments of crisis as they watched Jesus enduring things that they believed the Messiah should never have to endure. There had already been a slight moment of crisis for Nathanael when he was told that the Messiah was living in Nazareth, the rival town to his own. How could the Messiah come from there? How could anything good come from there? And there would be times, no doubt, after Christ's death and resurrection when the disciples would suffer many things and crisis would come. But Jesus, right here in the beginning, when he is calling his first apostles, assures them that in those moments to come and in every moment, they should know that God was with them. In fact, with Jesus' arrival, God was with people in a way that was even more evident than ever before. For when Jesus was there, there was not only a vision of God's presence like Jacob had been given that would bring comfort. No, instead, Nathanael and the other apostles had God in the flesh standing right next to them in the person of Jesus. Jesus was that ladder that opened heaven to assure them of God's presence with them. Sometimes he would do so in magnificent ways, sometimes in more subtle ways, but he was always to them Emmanuel, God with them. And this same comfort, it is ours in Jesus. In each crisis we face in life, we too are reminded that God is with us. And remembering Jesus' coming to earth assures us of that truth. We are reminded, as Jacob and Nathanael were, that God's angels are also present to minister to us. So in the moment of any crisis, we should know that God and his holy angels are present with us to help us. Of course, God would be with Nathanael even in moments when Nathanael could no longer see Jesus with his own eyes any longer. God's presence through Christ was with him always and everywhere. But oh, what a particular joy it was for Nathanael to have been where Christ was in the flesh, to be given that particular assurance of God's presence. In fact, we might say that it was in his beholding Jesus literally with his eyes that he found strength to see him with the eyes of faith whenever and wherever he was. So also it is with us. Through Christ, you have the assurance that in every crisis you endure, whether it is a crisis that others see, such as when tragic news comes about the death of a loved one, or whether it is a crisis that rages inside of you that you think no one else sees at all, you have the assurance that God is with you. You have the assurance that his angels are present to minister to the needs you have as a child of God. You have that assurance anywhere and everywhere that you experience a crisis of any nature or any size. But oh, what particular assurance you have when you draw near to the communion rail and you hear our Lord Jesus himself speaking to you saying, "Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood." For there, the flesh of the Son of God is present for you. There, the blood of Jesus is present for you. There, God is present for you. There, the heavens open up to give you that assurance. There, with his angels and his archangels. Yes, there, we might say, is where you see the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And from that experience, well, then you have the assurance that not only is God with you there at the rail, but he is with you everywhere else you go. And when crisis comes, what more important knowledge can you have? Jesus, from his birth, is our Emmanuel. He is God with us. But each thing we will learn in this season of Epiphany will make that truth even more clear to us. Today, we watch as he sees Nathanael under a fig tree without even being there. Soon, we will hear of him doing other miraculous things as well. And finally, we will watch as he rises from the dead. All of this to assure us that he is the Son of God. All of this to assure us that he is God, that he is God with us. So know this. Today, God is with you. He is with you at the communion rail. It is there that you see the angels descending and ascending on the Son of Man. But know this, he's not only with you there, he is with you in every moment of trial and tribulation and crisis that you will endure. And so, when those moments come, look up. Look to him and know indeed that he is there to bring you comfort, to assure you that he is present for you. Fear not, for he is with you. Amen.